91.1 WEDM. I'm DJ Mac, back again, joined by Rello.
Yo, what it do? It's your boy Rello.
This is Top 5, this show where we do all kinds of different kinds of topics, and we give our top 5 tier lists of them. We're joined by some special people over at WCTV, one and only Asha Watkins.
How you doing?
You already know. And the TV teacher herself, Miss Mendez.
Hey, what's going on?
And we are here to do top 5 Thanksgiving foods. Who wants to start us off?
Go ahead, Asha.
Okay, so my top 5, they have to be in order.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you start with 5.
Oh, well, okay. 5 would have to be, don't hurt me, y'all, macaroni.
Dang, ooh, that's low.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I feel that's like you just low. Had, like, really bad macaroni. So like,
no, yeah. I had good macaroni.
You never had good macaroni.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I mean, it has to be on a plate. Okay.
Number 5 is macaroni?
Oh, wait.
Crazy.
Okay.
4.
No, wait. No, you just do 1, and then we all say 5, then you all say 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right.
What's your number 5?
Number 5 for me is going to be rolls, like dinner rolls.
Dang, that's crazy.
What?
Y'all got some low-ranking stuff.
No. My uncle makes, like homemade dinner rolls, and they are so
that's crazy.
Good. So you got to trust
that.
Me.
Rolls is at the bottom of the list, carbs. But that's not my 5.
Wow. I love some carbs. Carbs is up there.
Rello?
My 5 is, y'all might be mad at this, Chitlins.
Ew, why is that even on the list?
I love KLIs.
No, that's why they 5. Okay. They need to go ahead and go.
Yeah.
I love chaos with some hot sauce.
That should have been an honorable mention.
Nah.
Right.
No.
My number 5 was kind of a weird one. It's not really Thanksgiving food, but I always ate it on Thanksgiving. Like, I would go out and, like, buy it. Yeah, I would always eat steak on Thanksgiving because I never really got into turkey.
Are you jacking me for some macaroni?
At five
is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's not a necessary.
That is a top 3.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's the staple food. Like, turkey, mashed potatoes, and mac and cheese. Like, those are the staples.
Turkey is overrated, though.
Yeah, turkey is overrated.
Yeah, turkey can go.
Asha, what's your number 4?
My number 4 would have to be greens.
Greens?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't mess with greens personally, but, like, I'll eat a salad on Thanksgiving if you count that.
Yeah.
Mm. Other than that, that's fair. Ms. Mendez, what is your number 4?
Okay, on my list, I've got macaroni and cheese at number 4.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh okay, but, like, God. You'll
what is wrong with y'all?
Top 3 entree.
For real, what is wrong with y'all?
Wait for my 3. Y'all gonna be like,
okay, but, like, macaroni and cheese, okay. It's a Thanksgiving food, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you still have it throughout the year. You know what I mean? So it's an everyday
food. But it seems
you can have rolls. You can have rolls throughout the year.
Thanksgiving.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
Like, it's the environment that makes the mac and cheese on Thanksgiving better than any other year.
Okay.
Because, like, you got football playing in one room. You got the Macy's parade in the other room.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about when they're going Black Friday shopping.
Okay.
It's always like a better environment for mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better than like 3 a.m. trying to make sure nobody hears the microwave mac and cheese.
Not the microwave.
Is it me? Rello.
Yeah, Rello.
It's your number 4.
4 mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay. Okay.
We talked about this earlier. Are you a gravy or butter guy on mashed potatoes?
Gravy.
What about you?
Who's putting butter?
I know.
Who's putting just butter on there?
Butter is awesome. On mashed potatoes? Yeah.
I mean,
butter and what?
Like salt and pepper.
Oh, I mean, okay. Usually when I make mashed potatoes, like butter's already in it.
In it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you do the gravy, obviously. Yeah.
Nah.
Especially on Thanksgiving. How do you not have
gravy? Gravy is overrated, in my opinion.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Okay.
How do you eat the turkey without the gravy, though?
I don't eat turkey.
Okay.
I don't eat
turkey right. Either. Yeah,
see? That's good
to hear
you. See? Okay. This Thanksgiving's going to be a little different for me.
My number 4 is sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep.
I can't get down with that either.
I really?
You don't like sweet potatoes?
No.
What?
No.
It's like the sweet.
It's
like,
so good.
It's like a dessert for dinner.
Because
you can put like the brown sugar, the marshmallows.
Yeah.
Bro, why is my food that sweet? It's just.
What do you eat your macaroni with?
It balances the plate.
No, you got to eat macaronis. And,
with sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
I think sweet potatoes are like.
Macaroni.
Mashed potatoes, that's the best
macaroni
mix.
Macaroni and. Go ahead.
Best mix.
It's like going from a spectrum because you have your main dinner, then you eat your overly sweet potato, and then that gets you ready for dessert.
Yeah.
It's like going from, it's a whole spectrum of food.
No.
Asha, what's your number 3?
My number 3 is my grandma's sweet corn.
Mm. Ooh. I
love sweet corn.
I do like corn.
Corn is good.
Yeah.
Especially the sweet corn.
It has the juice. Corn's
good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay, yeah. Number 3. For sure. Mm-hmm. Mine's corn casserole. So
my mom makes corn casserole. I never got behind it.
I make a good corn casserole.
Never ate it. Never had it.
It's pretty good. It's, you know, it's corn, and then it's like the cornbread mix and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I put like sour cream in it, and it makes it, you know, it's still like moist and all that. Yeah, it's good.
It's all right. Not really for me, though, but if it's there, I can't like diss it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Roller number 3.
Baked beans.
Mm.
No bueno. On Thanksgiving?
I don't even eat beans on Thanksgiving.
Yes. Okay.
I don't eat them in general.
They got sweet baked beans, though. They can't just be...
sweet
baked beans. No, any kind of baked beans. They gotta be sweet.
Okay. Roller don't settle for no garbo beans.
Yeah.
he don't need no Franks on Thanksgiving.
Franks?
For real.
What? No one eats Bush's baked beans?
Mm-mm.
What? I don't even eat baked beans.
I don't eat beans in general.
I mean, I definitely don't either, but like, I feel like baked beans are like a summer food when you're grilling out.
I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
Mm. Baked beans do is like kind of a summer
food.
Okay, but
now that you said that.
But I could eat, I mean, honestly, I could eat baked beans like year round.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever had it on Thanksgiving. Interesting.
I don't eat them, so not really for me. My number 3, I'm getting into desserts. My number 3 is pumpkin pie.
Okay. not for you.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Nut pumpkin anything can just go back to the factory.
Go back to the patch, you know.
The factory. Wherever it came from.
Me personally, I don't even like pie, so
I don't like pie either.
That's fair.
Any kind of pie? No apple pie, no cherry pie.
It's the American staple is apple pie.
I know. I feel like you guys just need like one of those good homemade
pies. I don't think y'all are going to the right Thanksgiving parties.
That's what I'm saying. If you're getting the store, if you're getting the store bought pumpkin pie, that's probably why.
I just don't like pie.
With the Cool Whip on top too.
I don't like pie. I like cheesecake. I like.
I love.
You don't
cheesecake.
Like cheesecake.
I like three desserts. Cheesecake. And one of the desserts is my number one. So
you don't like cheesecake.
I don't like cheesecake.
Crazy.
Just the like. It has like the same feeling of like Alfredo and macaroni to me, like that sour creamy.
So you're telling me you don't like Alfredo?
I like a certain type of Alfredo.
That's messed up. That's messed up.
Interesting.
I'm
learning a lot here about Asha in these brief minutes.
Asha, what's your number 2? If y'all don't know, this is the controversial part. This is where it gets very tense on here on top 5.
My number 2 is dressing.
Dressing?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That's good, right?
Oh,
that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mac?
I didn't even make it on my list.
I'm with Rello on this one.
I hate dressing.
You haven't had the
cranberry jelly on top of it.
I used to, but now my auntie has this new recipe. I don't need to do anything.
Dress it. I can't do it.
Not for me.
Maybe you just ain't had no good dressing.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. It's just weird.
Dressing became my number 2 like last year because of a new recipe that Marcy had.
It's like one of those weird foods. I don't know.
I can't
get behind dressing.
It's so crumbly. I love it.
Bro, what was your number 5 again?
Chitlins.
You want to talk about weird food?
Chitlins, man.
Weird.
I don't even know whose idea was that.
Right. That didn't even.
Those are great.
Mendez, what's your number 2?
My number 2, candy yams.
Okay.
That's a Thanksgiving thing.
They're
all
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're
all
right.
That's the only time I have it, it seems like.
Yeah.
Can't eat.
Right.
Really?
2 for me.
Mm-hmm.
My 2 is chicken. Baked chicken.
I do like chicken. Chicken is good.
Like I said, I'm not a big turkey guy.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
I replace it with some baked chicken.
Yeah, 9 out of 10, I'm picking chicken over turkey.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't usually have fried chicken on Thanksgiving. I feel like that's weird. It's always baked.
Yeah, I do. I do oven baked Italian chicken. Okay. It's delicious. It's money every time. Mm-hmm. My number two is a King's Hawaiian roll with honey butter.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good.
Okay,
it's so good because if you get them fresh out the oven, the honey butter just melts and it seeps into the roll. Mm. It's so good.
Yeah.
Hawaiian rolls are great, but like the honey butter is just too much.
No, it's
just
not.
Too
it's
sweet.
Perfect.
Wrong.
It's too sweet. Because the Hawaiian rolls is already sweet. Right.
You're right. Right.
What about like maple butter?
No.
It's just too much.
I could put syrup on a King's Hawaiian roll. They're too good.
Syrup is They're crazy.
Sweet. That's crazy.
Even just butter on a Hawaiian roll.
Just butter so is fine. Good. Yeah, but like honey the butter. Apple butter, the honey butter, all that.
Apple butter is amazing.
Yeah, apple butter
don't go on bread. No.
It's too sweet.
It don't go on bread.
Asha, what is your number one Thanksgiving food?
My number one Thanksgiving food is peach cobbler.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I think I've had it. I think I only had it like once. I never really had peach cobbler.
I can't. I wait every year for this.
Maybe if I've had more of it like throughout the year, I could weigh in with a better opinion. But as of now, it's
I can't
just
remember
there.
The taste of it. What's it made of? Like
peach.
Peaches. crust and love.
It's kind of like pie, but not really.
Yeah, because I don't eat pie or cheesecake.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like pie, but not really.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to find me.
And
some.
Sometimes, if I really, really want to be bad, I will put some vanilla bean ice cream.
I was about to ask, do you put anything on it? Yeah, yes. I do the ice cream.
It's kind of like
I love ice cream.
It's kind of like if you ordered peach pie from Wish.
Not pie.
That's what peach cobbler is.
No, I'm going to bring you some peach cobbler.
I'm going to find me some this Thanksgiving.
Like, if pie was patented, cobbler is the guy that, like, tried to make pie.
Yeah, it's, like, not fully committing to a piece of pie.
Right.
Yeah. It's a
but
mess.
It's all the
But then overly committing with the ice cream.
I think that's probably how they first discovered peach cobbler. They just couldn't make the pie right, and they just crumbled it all together.
Or somebody just got lazy and didn't want to make the crust.
Yeah.
If you make, like, a homemade crust, like, that's such a process.
Yeah. It is.
That's how I feel about making, like, homemade pasta.
But it tastes better in the end.
It does.
I love making homemade
just
pasta.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, so you can taste the blood, sweat, and tears in it. Yeah.
Right. It's going to take your afternoon to make it.
Mm-hmm. Mendez, what is your number one Thanksgiving food?
My number one is green bean casserole. Oh, my.
You love your casserole.
I do. I can't help it. But, like, green bean casserole, that is the Thanksgiving staple.
See, I don't really mess with green bean casserole because, okay, in my opinion is everybody has that one food that they always bring to an event.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, it could be in the middle of summer, the middle of winter, but green bean casserole is my mom's thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she'll make that or corn casserole. And I guess I've just had it so many times, it's like not good anymore. I've grown a distaste to it.
Okay. Yeah, but does she make it, like, year-round, or is it just a Thanksgiving? Okay,
no, it's
that's
year-round.
Probably why.
Yeah, it's year-round.
Because I only have it, you know, at Thanksgiving. Like, that is the Thanksgiving staple.
Yeah, green bean casserole is the meal my mom takes to everything.
Got you. I see what you're saying.
Rolo, talk to me.
My number one is mac and cheese, of course. I mean.
I agree. So is mine. Mac and cheese is awesome.
And, like, I feel offended that it was, like, 5 and 4.
Now that I look back at it,
5 and 4 is crazy.
Okay, now that I look back at it, I can't take it back. But
how can you have?
I can't take it back.
How can you have peach cobbler as your number one?
Because that's a good one.
And mac and cheese as your
that is a good
five.
One. That is a good one. That's different.
I'll give you that one, Asha. That's a good one.
Maybe I'll move it up. But sweet corn though, you can't move the sweet corn down, and I'm not moving dressing at all.
You gotta move the sweet corn.
Sweet corn down
and
to
mac
5.
Mac and cheese, yes.
It's mac and cheese.
What was my third one?
Sweet corn.
No.
Two was dressing.
Four was four.
Four was what was your four? I don't remember your four.
Of greens.
Greens. Yeah, greens. Like they can't move. And you see I didn't mention any meat on there, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't even be looking forward towards meat. I'll be looking forward towards the size and desserts.
I got an additional question for y'all.
What's up?
How many different houses y'all go to on Thanksgiving?
Four.
That's a good question.
Depends on the year.
Same four every year.
I'd have to think about that
Same
one.
Same four every year.
I go to auntie's house, mother's side, grandma's house, dad's
six.
Side. You said six?
Mm-hmm.
You go to six houses?
I have That's a wild. Huge Italian family.
Six houses is
wow.
crazy.
In one day? No. Mm-hmm.
I think I
That's
go
too
to
much.
Usually four. Yeah.
Probably four.
The craziest part is none of them like overlap. Like one will be from like 8 to noon, the other one will be from like from like 1 to 3.
Did you say
I'm not going anywhere at 8 a.m.
Oh no, like, we do my grandma, she got tired of cooking Thanksgiving. She'll do breakfast. Yeah, last year.
Oh, that's cool. Sweet.
That's cool.
Last
that's cool.
year we didn't even like the only thing she cooked and technically I made it. It was oven baked biscuits. Other than that, we just got catering from Panda Donuts. And that was Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Okay,
you got that in like 7 gallons of OJ,
and then after that, you got like 5 Thanksgiving plates.
Mm-hmm. Nah,
that's crazy.
I wake up at about
some of them I don't eat at. I'll eat like a minuscule amount.
Chilling.
Wow,
getting your fit ready.
Yeah, it's.
We don't eat. I think it's safe to say that like a lot of black households don't eat on Thanksgiving morning. Probably something real light, but we the type.
That's probably
really
a safe.
We saving up our.
I'd say for most households
for later.
Yeah, well, they have something light because they know they're gonna stuff their face. You know,
I'm one of those sit around the TV talk about football for 3.5 hours of Thanksgiving.
You know, the games are not.
Don't get me wrong. It's a team nobody cares about. Like,
it's never a good game.
Like, why did Russell Wilson go to the Broncos? You're like, dude, why are you talking about the Broncos?
Wow.
Yeah, it's never a good game.
Yeah.
And then we end up doing a whole little game party after we eat.
Yeah.
And then everybody gets hungry again. Like, or they think that they're hungry again.
My favorite was going to my aunt and uncle's house and playing, like, cards or, like, liar's dice until 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
No, you love your cards.
No, and then what they really start doing, whoever stays the longest, they got to start help putting up the Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree is crazy.
I'm like, I got to go. I'm like, nope. I'm going home.
My mom is day after Thanksgiving, Christmas tree goes up.
Usually my mom don't cook on Thanksgiving, so I be chilling.
Yeah.
I ain't got to help with no dishes, no nothing at home. I just go to my grandma's.
We start that Wednesday auntie. Before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's on like a Thursday, we'll start Tuesday.
You know,
sometimes she make one dish though, because you know they be pitching in.
Yeah.
So.
You know it's a rough Thanksgiving when you're like procrastinating to do the dishes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like it's rough.
I hate when we host Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh my gosh, yeah, these people are never going to leave. Then there's a baby sleeping in your bed. I'm like, where did this baby come from?
You just walk out.
That is
hey,
so
whose
true,
child
bro.
Is this?
Exactly. And all the coats is in one room on somebody's bed.
Oh, yeah, Rob Cousins in your room. Like, bro, come on, bro.
I wasn't at the last family reunion. Whose baby is
right?
this?
Whose child is this?
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. But yeah, the coats on the bed thing, that's real.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's real.
No closet.
When company comes over, it's like everybody puts a lock on the closet. Yes. Like nobody can use that for its intended purpose.
And all it is in the closet, a vacuum, a broom, and some covers.
Right.
Why can't they put their coats there?
Thanksgiving is always a fun time.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Hang with family.
What's some traditions you do?
You know, since I've gotten older, it really depends on the year. So, my aunt will do it every other year. My mom is kind of hit or miss. Usually she's traveling. She'll go somewhere for Thanksgiving. You know, but if she's in town, she'll do it.
That's fair.
But, yeah. And then sometimes my grandma will host, but she's not much of a cook, so she really just doesn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's
that BYOD person, bring your own dish.
Literally. You know, she's never been a cook, so... But my mom makes a great Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's always a good year when she does it.
Yeah. One of my favorite memes, is I always see it around Thanksgiving. It was a family, and it was a bring-your-own-dish kind of thing. Nobody communicated, and literally everybody brought a thing of mashed potatoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's crazy, bro.
I would have been mad.
Could you imagine going to Thanksgiving? Man, what are you having? I'm going to have some mashed potatoes with a side of mashed potatoes, covered in mashed potatoes, and I think for dessert, I'm going to have some mashed potatoes.
Nope. No, but you go to 6 houses, so you're like, oh.
Boy, true. 6 houses is crazy.
That's too much.
I think over the course of the, like, that Thursday through Sunday, you probably go around through 6 houses, though. Because somebody always has something that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be the leftover.
So one of them is always
yes.
One of my family crazy. Traditions every year is the Sunday before.
Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Oh. Yeah. So like of that week, we'll do that Sunday.
Okay.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of smart.
We're one of those families that combines parties. So like me, my birthday is the end of February, and my dad's birthday is the beginning of March. So we always have a conjoined birthday.
Oh, okay.
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 Yeah. And we do that on Thanksgiving. Like, we'll have my aunt's birthday and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I think right after we eat and, like, play the games and, like the older people leave, we start staking out, like, our position. What we used to do for, like, Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And drive there, stay there at, like, 3 a.m. all the way to the stores open. But
I love Black Friday.
Since COVID.
It's been a while since I've gone Black Friday shopping. But yeah, you're
everything's
right.
Everything's been online lately.
Yeah, I mean, most of the stores, it feels like they're closing down on Thanksgiving. And then sometimes they do Black Friday, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's all going towards, like, online.
Yeah.
They want to close the store on Thanksgiving and then the day after. But
trying to avoid stuff.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday is underrated.
Oh, for sure. I always forget about it.
What? I ain't been waiting on no back order. I'm waiting on no back order.
I've been getting, well, I don't know. I've been getting the habit of starting my Christmas shopping early. So it's like one less thing.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what everybody's doing. And now everything is like.
I asked everybody at the start of October, what do y'all want for Christmas? Because I'm not waiting on shipping this
year. Everyone's getting gift cards.
Right.
Make it simple.
Everybody.
Where do you want your gift card from?
Five Below gift card.
Cool.
At that point, yeah.
Let's make it easy.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend already exchanged Christmas. Or, like, we already gave each other lists.
Oh, I thought you said gifts.
I know.
No.
Like, no, then that's taking the whole meeting away.
Yeah, what are you supposed to open on Christmas?
Well, we might not.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to end this one here. Rella, any closing remarks?
Nah, man. Check out our my podcast on Beyond the Classroom. Couple more on 91.1 WEDMFM.com. Yeah.
I got a remark. Usher. Whoever's listening, make sure to bring in your cancer at WCTV against our competition against 91.1 WEDM. You guys need to be a part of the winning team, and that's us.
Yeah, be a part of the winning team.
Right. 91.1. No, right, the winning team.
Well, the overall winning team is everybody because we're all donating to the same cause.
Yeah.
Right, Mac? DJ Mac?
We got some, I don't know when this is going to drop, but obviously this week we've got a donut party on Friday. Next week we haven't announced what we're going to be doing, but be on the lookout for that. I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Pretty good, yeah.
So yeah, you're going to want to donate to WCTV.
91.1.
Trust me.
Donate to 91.1. Check out any other podcasts on WEDMFM.com, like Rello said. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe.